KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The Montezuma Cortez School District is planning to host in-person classes this fall. A letter from Superintendent Lori Hockness says an online-only option will be available too. Administrators will also host a virtual town hall Thursday at 4 p.m. to share current plans with parents and to take feedback. The superintendent's letter says the final plans will go through review by the county health department and other local medical professionals. Backup plans are also in progress in the event of a coronavirus outbreak. Colorado Governor Jared Polis on Monday signed a new bill into law to make it easier for transgender minors to change their gender designation on their birth certificates. One of the bill's sponsors, State Senator Dominic Moreno, says it fixes some language in a bill passed last year and makes the process of changing a gender designation less burdensome for youth.
The process of changing your identity documents to reflect your true gender identity was not an easy process in Colorado. It was actually very invasive.
The bill last year allowed for people to change their birth certificates and driver's licenses as long as they had started a gender transition and also added a non-binary gender designation. Now, a statement from a medical professional is enough for the change. This is KSJD News.